Welcome back to another episode of the Critical Failure Podcast, and as usual, we wanted to start by telling you all that the program you're listening to may contain language or material that could be considered offensive. The views expressed are those of the DJ, not necessarily those of WDOT or other WDOT station members. We therefore advise you to carefully consider whether you or your children should listen to this program. Now we're going to move on to Ty with a PSA about violent behavior from the Ad Council.
Children are not born violent. Violence is learned. And according to Adults and Children Together Act Against Violence, this learned behavior has often taken root before age 8. Knowing that it is becoming increasingly difficult to prevent a child from being exposed to violence through media and outside the home, the campaign reminds that the earlier and strongest influencers of children are parents, caregivers, and teachers. This has been a public service announcement from the Ad Council.
And now we're going to go on to a promo about Creative Media Club, which is a club that combines almost all of the creative clubs we have here at Triber into one single place where you can express yourself in many different, pretty much any medium that you want. It meets Wednesdays after school in room 219 and is run by Mr. Fontano. And now we're going to get into the main subject of our show, which is a little different than normal because Ryan was a dumb person and forgot his D&D stuff.
That means today I actually am a DM. Since I am DM on Critical Failure, I am taking over. This is a simple one-shot. Do not get attached to it, people. So
he's gonna end all of us.
Talking to the microphone.
Yes. So,
the world of this is a world where dragons and humans went to war, and eventually, as we know by bards, that happened. Then dragonborn were created. There's two types of dragonborn: the dominant, which are mostly dragon. They're stereotypical dragonborn. The second part of it is the mostly human dragonborns, which still have dragon features, but aren't set. But other races still seem to survive and thrive, although oppressed by the dragon species, which dragons warring across the states and countries, war with one another, clans, fighting, colors, metallics, everybody going to war over territory. But the small little things get ignored, and that's where our party comes in.
All right.
So, the party as a collective group has known each other for a few years now, gone on a few adventures, gone through a few creepy places, but now you're getting onto the place where there's nowhere to explore. What do you guys do?
Where are we?
Well, you have two options, town or woods?
Woods.
Woods.
Do you guys agree with woods?
Yep.
I would like to go into the woods
So while you're in the woods, you guys hear of warring clans from the little fairies in the trees. Warring clans of dragons going back and forth, fighting to the death.
What is happening?
We're having some very awkward audio quality.
Focus on the campaign.
Anyways, so the fighting clan is said to be closer to the edge of the forest, between the fields and the mountains, with a strip of forest running through it. And that area of the forest has been terrorized by fire and ice.
Wow.
Do you guys want to go anywhere but there?
Yeah, let's just not
let's
go there.
Let's avoid the warring dragon clan.
You want a fairies? I get my sleeper and I'm going to beat them up.
So do you go to the forest or do you go to the city?
The forest.
You go to the hostile forest spot?
No, we should go to the city.
Guys, we're already talking.
All right. I rip out my slipper and threaten to attack you.
Justin Bieber condones violence.
Do you know what condones mean?
Yes.
You guys hear the fairies.
No, allows violence.
You guys hear fairies talking to somebody in the trees.
Are they the Vietnamese?
Stop.
Can I try to sneak closer to investigate?
Can everyone here roll the perception?
Perception. That might not be my strong suit. Give me a second.
I got a 5.
Okay.
Do you have a D20, please?
Let me look into my bonus for her slip.
Oh, I have plus 0. That's a... Oh my god, that's a crit fail.
Perception.
You're definitely not noticing.
I got 19.
Okay. My perception is a 23. I like how modded 23.
I like how everyone...
Okay, so Danny and Charlie, you two would notice this.
I go
you
blind.
You literally just zone out completely, just like a fairy just flies in front of you. You're just like, ooh, just glowing little spark in the sky. I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
But you guys, Ryan, you would know this as well. You three, look around. You would see a treant, multiple of them, walking behind you, preventing your path to the city.
Oh, we didn't want to go to the city
in that direction.
Oh. Wait, never mind, we did.
They're slowly walking towards you.
Wait, is a Triant like a living tree?
Yes.
Well, what the hell are these little flying thingies?
Do any of us have fire by any chance?
Ty, what's your AC?
14.
Okay.
Yeah, we apologize for the audio difficulties.
Oh, yes.
What is that?
Is that a machine gun?
What is going on?
It's Vietnam.
We're trying.
They're in the tree.
We're trying to figure it out.
The Triads had firearms.
But, they have all right. the fire nothing.
So, you guys have...
Okay.
You, all right, hold on. You guys...
Wait, how much damage do I take?
You take 2 damage.
Oh, okay.
You do?
The fairy comes over and pokes you with a little tiny spear on the nose. Just...
Two damage from being poked by a spear.
That's literally so much damage.
It's literally a toothpick. Just poink.
That did 2 damage.
What the hell?
Stop with the...
Do you try to smack the fairy?
Yes. With the slipper.
Ty, roll a dex save with disadvantage.
Wait.
Well, never mind. Sorry. You get grabbed by a treant.
Oh. What the hell?
And you get lifted above the trees.
Well,
you guys just see a tree and arm just come from the trees and lift him up.
I'm gonna start
He's
whacking.
He's finally meeting Justin Bieber in heaven.
And you guys hear just.
You are going to Brazil.
You hear the sound of great branches just pulling him.
Oh.
And you just see him,
the Almighty.
Ty, you land into what looks like a charred forest.
How much damage is that?
That scream is not copyrighted.
100% is.
What have they got now? Upgraded stuff? All right, so Danny, what's your dex?
My dex? Like my base dex?
What's your dex save?
It's 11.
Okay, you get grabbed and thrown as well.
Ryan? We both get to see Justin Bieber.
See. 12.
You dodge.
Not 12. I have 16.
Still, you dodge. All right. Charlie?
What?
Charlie?
What's up?
Your dex.
Oh, okay.
Dex save.
I'm sorry, so I missed it by 1. My dex is 11. Yeah.
What is your modifier for dex, you know?
Dex save, by the way.
That's 15.
That's probably even with a modifier, it'll be fine, right?
Nope. You get yeeted. The only person that's there is Ryan.
Wait, 1 second.
Wait, well, Ryan passed with a 12 modifier. And she doesn't pass with a 15?
I pass. Wait, I rolled low.
Dexterity?
Oh. It's a dexterity saving throw.
I passed with
Well, if you can beat a 17, you're fine.
Where is it?
I passed with a 16, not a 12. Here, can I see?
Oh, you're rolling, not just having
a wait.
Charlie.
It's plus 3. So...
18.
Okay, so yeah, you two are fine. One of the treants speaks up in telepathy. You guys can't physically hear it. You better get to move on to those forests. We have many of them in danger. Other treants are currently suffering. We don't know how to procreate. So...
So I'm just in this random forest with no one else around me?
Yeah.
You see Danny Lando just...
I'm gonna try to hit Danny like a baseball.
Bro.
It's fine. We're only going in this world.
Rolling. Come on. What is the treant saying?
You must go to the... Oh, dear. You must go to those forests. If anything happens to them, we lose a part of our forest, which then is taken over by the infection, which none of you know of, as it's a treant thing, something only affecting treants.
Oh, that sounds like a you problem.
Yeah.
And it was that this moment. Oh.
What's your dex?
I didn't actually. I wasn't using my character voice.
just, I don't care. Just for that. You're getting flung again.
You both stole my D20. 8.
You get yeeted.
Oh, no.
Charlie, your turn.
Okay, let me. You need to roll.
I'll just roll for you.
I got.
18 plus 3, 21.
Yeah, I think I'm
you
fine.
You pass. Are you gonna go as well, or do we have to throw you as well?
No, I'm not being thrown. No, thank you.
So
Justin Bieber does not condone violence.
Then just start
you
walking.
Just say Justin Bieber.
I know. I forgot the does not.
Start yeah, I know. That's walking. Why I was like, what do you think it means?
Look, you better start walking before we throw you. You got 10 seconds to start walking. 10.
Okay, I'm walking. Bye.
Bye. Which way are you walking?
Right.
Whichever way they want her to go.
Probably.
You walk towards them?
No.
So you go towards
the,
you go towards away from them.
We need to
yeah,
do.
Like bye, okay. Triads. I don't care about your problems.
Triads.
You guys go there, and you guys just see tons of dragon scales, fire, like burning fire, that is on top of ice, which is, should somehow be impossible.
Wow.
And there's also just a little tiny thing in the center.
You guys, we got this sick beat of static in our headphones.
You guys, you get... Little tiny thing. You, when you go over there, you see it's a beehive. But it's no ordinary beehive. It's a circle. It's just the hive and a circle.
I whack it. Don't...
That's really smart.
You guys see a full-fledged bee person, same species as Orion, come out. Who just whacked the nest?
This idiot.
Damn. I whacked the nest, you failure. I'm going to whack you too.
Oops. They go to whack you and just whack the nest. Another one comes out. Clark, did you do that? No, I didn't, Clark.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
Named Clark.
The both of them look at you. Do you have a problem with the name Clark, sir?
Yeah, he does.
Not Asian enough.
One goes to smack you and smacks the other one. Ah, God. Ah, Clark, why'd you do that?
You are not worthy enough to touch woo-woo.
Ty, let's keep the racism down.
He's affected by that.
Internalized racism.
It's okay, guys. I'm Asian. I'm allowed to say this.
Okay, Ty, your AC is 14, right?
Mm-hmm. Oops.
Pop goes you to take Ty.
8 damage.
Oh, okay.
You just immediately explode.
Tis but a flash
Can I get
wound.
Thrown by the tree? I'm kind of bored over here.
They walk over and throw you. You don't even need to roll a dex save. You just said, okay, throw me.
Take me.
How did we not
just
take
her?
You guys here just... I have ascended.
And hit the ground hard. You ascended, and then Justin Bieber was like, "Nah, we don't want this."
You all see in the distance something looming on top of the hill.
Oh, wait, so are we just gonna ignore the bees?
Clark and Clark are just not.
How big is this beehive?
Another Clark comes. Another guy comes out. Clark's, what's going on? This guy attacked our nest. He attacked our nest. Why aren't you killing him?
Because Clark hit me.
Because Clark hit me first.
Because we are on an adventure.
Private Clark and Private Clark 2.
Does your name happen to be Clark?
You hear him say Private Clark 138 and 72, and Private Clark 6713. Get back in the nest. I'll take care of this.
Oh no!
No.
Is this the Clark boss fight?
He looks at you guys and says, "Are you guys here to help the dragons?"
Yeah.
Go on top of that hill, talk to the Red Dragon Clan.
I'm here to help with my son's grades.
Oh, God. One of these kind of people.
Can you please take him? We don't want him. Please take him.
Please.
Our adventure has already been doomed.
Take him, too.
Yeah, take the bee.
I will not be gone.
You think you can take me? He rips off his vest and he is shredded.
Wait.
He leans over the nest. You just hear...
Gavin... Gavin, can I try to play music and put Ryan to sleep?
I can play music!
I will not be affected by your music.
I'm sorry for being so loud, but I'm just so excited. I can finally prove myself to Justin Bieber.
No, Gavin, can I try?
You guys see someone come out of the nest. Full gladiator armor.
Bye.
Bye.
You guys better get a move on to the top of that hill before the whole beehive that's remaining is... takes you up there by force.
Can I roll to try to put Ty to
no,
sleep?
No, I'm just going. I don't care what they're doing. I'm just moving.
Gavin,
you're going up the hill?
I'm going up that hill.
To sleep. Who's going up that hill?
If I go up that hill, will my son's grades become better?
Yes.
Okay, I'm going up the hill.
Gavin, let me try to put Ty to sleep first.
Are you going up the hill, or are you getting killed by the gladiators?
I'm going up, but I want to try to put Ty to sleep so he gets sacrificed.
I'm already going up the hill. I'm up the hill.
Ty's already going up the hill.
I put him to sleep so he falls down the hill. Can I roll? Can
roll
I roll
for
a charisma?
Roll a charisma.
Wait, do I make a saving
throw? A wisdom, I'm pretty sure.
Wait, do I
it's
make
It's wisdom?
I'm pretty sure you make a wisdom saving throw.
He makes wisdom or I throw
I
wisdom?
I make wisdom.
Just check your spells.
I walk up to the bees and I say, have you heard
it's
of our holy lord and savior, Justin Bieber?
You mean the guy who cuts down trees? Yes, now get up the hill.
I got a 19. Does a 19?
Yes, you.
Gavin, it's not
a
spell. I'm just
you
trying to convince
Justin
him to sleep.
Okay, roll a persuasion.
Danny, does a 19 save?
I don't know. I haven't rolled yet. Hold on. Yeah.
All right, you don't fall asleep. You better get up that hill now before we take you up there by force.
Do it. Bet.
You go.
I'm gonna.
The gladiator guy grabs you and drags you up the hill and throws and just Betterly walks up to Ryan. He goes, take this one with you.
Clark, I'm not sure, sir, this is a great
my
idea.
My name's not everyone... Clark, my name's Steve.
Oh, no.
I'm the only Steve in this hive.
We've been backstabbing.
Steve, I'm sorry, everyone else outside of our species is an idiot.
Agreed. He gives you Danny's character and flies back down. Charlie, do you go up the hill?
I want to preach to them, but instead I'm...
Be sure not to mess with them again, Danny.
If you go up the hill, you're closer to Justin Bieber.
Can I try to convince Ryan to fall asleep?
I'm going up the hill.
You guys go... All right, so you will get close to the top, and you guys hear, do not approach any further. All right. You stay where you are, and you stay away from our nest.
Wait, is it... Can we see what's talking?
You cannot see what's talking.
Are you British?
Do you know of our holy Lord and Savior?
You guys see a person, a figure standing up at the top.
I throw my slipper at him.
I would leave, Wrong. But I'm currently being held captive by the bee.
I'm held captive right
Ty
now?
Ty, roll an attack roll. Whoops.
I'm going to start backing up while Ty is
Ty, roll an attack roll. Never mind, it doesn't matter.
I'm backing up.
You throw
I'm
the
backing
shoe.
Up, I'm backing up.
A slipper.
Who throws a shoe? Honestly.
A slipper. You decided to use a slipper against me.
Yes.
You see one wing?
I'm running down the hill already.
You see
I'm
a wing come out of the person's right?
Hold
and
on.
A wing come out of their off the back of their left.
I have an action that I would like to do.
Yes.
Can I persuade him to only attack Ty? Can I roll for persuasion right now to have him like try to
so
murder
far,
Ty?
So far, actually, that's the only person he's angry at.
Can I get him angrier? Can I roll to make him angrier?
He'd get angry at you.
Oh.
Have you heard of our holy Lord
and Savior? Wait, can I roll to put Ty to sleep again so he's easier target?
Why?
No.
I want to convince him to sleep.
Let me
do this.
Stop.
No.
Wait, is this like a dragon?
Guys, let the DM talk.
You guys see wings sprout from the person's back, and he flies down. It's a man. But he seems to be...
Is he hot?
Wait, so he's like a dragon hybrid?
Sort of, yes. He doesn't have the face of a dragon.
He has
the face of a human, the horns of a dragon, the wings of a dragon, and a tail of a dragon.
So that's kind
of
hot.
Can I put Ty to sleep now?
Yes.
Right, can I try and sing to make him not angry anymore?
Hold on, I'm going to roll persuasion to put Ty to sleep.
Where also, nope, that's not going to hit. That's an 18. Roll a wisdom save.
That's a modded 23.
Oops.
Ty falls asleep.
How does that work?
You convince Danny.
I persuaded you to fall asleep.
You get hit in the face with a shoe.
I just start singing a lullaby, and you just like.
You take 4 damage, and also 2d4 because of psychic damage extra. You take 4.
I thought it was 4 and 6.
It's a d6 is for the bludgeoning. You take 3 and you take 4 total psychic damage.
Okay.
So you took another 8 damage.
Okay.
Your friend is weird. Look. If you all here to help, then you can help us. Otherwise, go past the forest. There's someone you need to talk to. They're not the blue dragon clan, but they're a group of friendly demons, attempting to remake their ways.
Look, you used a word that I'm not so familiar with. You said friend, and I just can't.
I don't know what that means.
Are we with the dragons or against the dragons? This is all so confusing.
You are. As a smaller race, you people are in between the wars.
We're Switzerland. We're just permanently neutral.
I'm a frog, though.
Okay. Yeah, I'm
exactly.
A bee.
You're
and
in
I'm an
between.
Asian dad.
Wait,
let's
can
just go where that guy is telling us to go.
Do you go to the friendly demons?
Sure.
I stay to help. Split the party.
Splitting the party is boring.
You have one option. He said if you are going to stay here, you will die if you go there.
He said we would help.
You can help. If you want to help, you go to the friendly demons.
Oh.
If you want to stay here, you can die.
Okay, I'll go to the friendly demons.
If you do not go to the friendly demons, raise your hand.
Ty's still asleep.
I'm asleep.
Oh, yes, yeah, so Ty.
Leave Ty. Leave
you
Ty.
You can
leave
this
Ty.
One here.
I don't really...
Yeah, we leave Ty with the dragon.
If you want to
I
leave
think
him.
That's a bad
yeah,
idea.
I think that's a really good idea.
I think that's a really I'm just gonna
idea.
I'm just gonna drag you down.
Can I try to put Ryan to sleep?
No, we're not doing this.
Is that like a
just
real
leave
mechanic?
Ty.
No. This is not a mechanic.
I just allowed it because it'd be funny.
Just leave Ty here.
I think that's a bad idea for you.
You leave Ty?
No, I'm dragging Ty along. I'm dragging Ty along.
All right, you guys.
Why would I? All right,
so
you
guys literally just like when you look in the direction of where the friendly demons you should be, you just see a giant house, a perfectly untouched house, just giant sitting there.
I don't trust this. Let's go in anyways. All right, I'm just gonna go towards the door and just knock on it.
A little man opens it and is like, "Ah, welcome. Can I help you today?"
We were sent here by some dragon man.
Was it on top of the hill or down the valley?
On top of the hill.
Ah, so the Red Dragon King. Come on in, come on in.
Okay.
Can I get you tea or refreshments?
I'm good.
Give it to the sleeping guy.
No, please don't.
Would you like a hot sauce drink?
No.
It can wake
him
up.
Yes, no. yes. Pour it in my mouth.
No, I'm just gonna wake Ty up. I'd just shake you awake. I wouldn't trust any drink.
I heard there was a hot sauce drink. Can I have some, please?
Sure thing. Anything else? Tea and crumpets, maybe?
Drink it.
We're all good.
I'm gonna drink it, of course.
I know, but like, drink it now.
He casually walks away. And...
Ty, do you drink it?
Yeah.
You guys see this place is bustling with what looks like people trying to reform.
I drank it.
They're not full demons. Place. They're not half demons. They're just...
But they're demons still.
Justin Bieber says to accept all who they are.
Hey, Ryan, Justin don't discriminate. Come on now.
Justin Bieber says don't be racist, kids.
When you go into the living room, you see someone sitting on a large chair just reading a book. He seems oddly familiar to you all.
What's he reading?
Is he my son?
He's reading Dante's Inferno.
Yo,
is it Lucifer?
Bruh. Do you guys go talk to him?
Of course.
Sure.
He lowers the book. Adventurers, I was expecting you. It literally says it right here in the fake Dante's Inferno that predicts every future. Anyways, he closes the book and puts it down.
Dante's Whirlpool.
So, you need help with the Red Dragons and the Blue Dragon Kings. I understand that. Well, come with me. He goes over, unlocks a door, opens it after you.
What about the yellow dragons? We need the three pillars, red, blue, and yellow.
Is this Pokemon? Don't
he pushes you down. He only pushes Danny down the stairs.
All right, I
rolled the wrong dice. All right, you take 3 bludgeoning damage.
Stop that. Justin Bieber does not condone violence.
No, because...
Do you want to be pushed down as well?
No, because... I just want to roll the 3 on your knees when you have... I don't take any of my armor, just stops the stairs, I just float down.
I woke Ty up, right? Like, it's all good?
Yeah.
Okay.
So the little guy comes, your hot sauce drink?
I had it.
Bro, he didn't give it...
No, he's offering it to you now.
Oh, I want it.
Roll a constitution saving throw with disadvantage.
Yep.
It's hot sauce.
Oh, I have 2. Oh,
roll
them
both. It's just advantage.
Oh, I guess...
5 and a 9.
Neither of them are very good. It's, 8.
Fire instantly feels like it's going in your mouth. You open your mouth, there's just a small little fire spray in there like, yes! Chaos! Eternal fire!
I want to spit the fire onto the frog.
What?
It would be funny.
You spit the fire on the frog. Charlie, roll a constitution saving throw.
So this...
Wait, is it disadvantage or no?
No.
Okay, no, just drop one.
14 plus 11.
You're fine.
No, why plus 11?
What?
You don't add them.
Add 11.
Because there's 11
why did
on
you
there.
Add, why did
you
don't
add 11.
You were supposed to roll 1. I said just roll 1. Oh. You took advantage.
Well, the fire sprite just hits you. The fire sprite just hits you, man. Okay.
All right, but it's fine.
Charlie, what are you going to do about the fire sprite?
Literally, the fire sprite just hits you, bounces off, hits the ground, and just...
Can I breathe more fire?
No. Anyways, the guy takes you down into the basement. Look, I have this. Stop. You see, it opens a cage. And there's a girl inside of it. A little, but she looks like a dragon as well.
I grab the child.
She's in a cage.
I go in the cage.
The cage is locked.
I open the cage.
I hit the lock with the slipper.
It's a lock.
Can I roll?
You hit it with the slipper?
Yeah.
Can I roll to pick the lock with the flute?
Wait, how much damage does my slipper do?
Ty, you hit it with the slipper?
Are you rolling damage on a lock?
Yeah.
Danny, you go to unlock. Yoink. Back away from the cage. She does bite.
Good.
Bro.
Hold on a minute. That's not what we do in this building. You need to go to the reforming room.
All right, what do you
Anyways,
need?
Anyways, I'm the reason this whole thing started.
I'm sorry. Did I just get, like, dragged out of there?
She's the reason this whole thing started, and apparently I'm getting blamed for it.
You probably deserve it.
Bro, oh my god.
Look, they want the child back. She wandered into here, got locked down here. I don't know where the key is.
I'm sorry, she walked in here and a cage just, like, appeared
no,
and
she ate walked her? In, she walked in here and was caged by someone. No idea who.
Okay, here's...
If you can break this magical lock, even I've tried, my magic can't do it.
So I can't just hit it really hard, okay?
You can try to hit it really hard. I don't know.
All right, Barbarian Rage, let's go.
Me too. Me
can I
too.
Fit through the bars?
You both have advantage. You do not fit through the bars.
Okay, so advantage...
And a four.
Okay, so is it with strength or weapons? Like,
with strength.
Plus five. Okay, so nine.
Let's do this. My turn. I enter rage. With
a great axe.
Ty, you have advantage because Ryan tried to.
19.
19 plus 7. 26.
Shatters.
Like...
Just one punch from Ty.
Hold on. Hold on.
It's the slipper.
Can I talk? Can I direct my this at the dragon? See, you simply need to get better.
Do not question the power of the mighty slipper.
Do you open the door?
I would keep that closed.
Can I open the door?
Okay.
Oh, yep.
Nope. She goes to bite you, but it's just. It's just.
Aww.
So I open the door.
You did open the door.
Do you touch the horns at all?
Yes.
Uh-oh.
Bro.
Oh,
uh-oh.
No.
I do all of the wrong things.
You hear a dragon screech from the distance.
Oh, Lord.
Yes. Chaos.
What have you done?
Angered the red dragon.
You see the little girl's eyes just kind of like shrink down.
I'm going to push Danny into the cage and close the door.
There's no lock.
Yeah, I'm gonna close the door and hold it closed in my rage.
You're holding the door closed? The little dragon girl just seems to sit there just like...
Wait, the dragon never came out of the cage. She's soon just in
there. She's out of the cage.
She walked out of the cage to try to bite
you.
Who
is that?
He did not just... I don't even know anymore. What the... Why?
Is...
You just endangered the sanctuary.
Good.
Go outside. Just now,
you do sure realize you know by touching a dragon's horns as a young age puts them into servitude for eternity, and they
sounds
only
sounds like
have,
a you problem to be honest.
You see, he takes out a magical shackle, chains you to the cage. We are now sacrificing you as the one to die for this.
Sounds like a me problem to be honest.
I whack the bard with a slipper.
You hear him scream, Kentucky. You
fried
see the
chicken.
You see the little gnome, the little guy who greeted you. Yes, master. Get the elevator ready.
The elevator?
The elevator. It's a hand pulley with a platform. No, we call it an elevator.
What are you using it for?
Can I try to touch the dragon's horns again?
I hit you for 7 damage with the slipper.
You're in a cage, 5 feet away. You can't reach.
Oh.
Where
Not
am
you,
I?
Danny. Oh. You get Danny. Your cage gets pushed onto the elevator. Raise it.
Yes.
Danny, I run
you
forward.
Are now on top of the roof.
I run forward and try to grab onto the cage.
They're on the roof.
They're on the roof.
I'm too late.
Now, Danny, the red dragon lands on there. Just who was the one?
It was the bee. The bee did it.
I don't know. How high is the roof?
It was Clark.
It's the elevator shaft or just the roof?
The elevator shaft. Like from where I am, how
40 feet.
Are we up too, or is it just Danny?
I want to leap as high as I can into the air.
It was the bee.
You can get 30 feet up, and then you can climb the rest at disadvantage.
Okay, I want to do that. Is that athletics?
Well, it is athletics.
So am
I'm
I talking,
very good at athletics.
Am I talking to the dragon man?
Wait, could I do that too, since I'm a frog?
I can just fly, but I'm not going to.
Charlie, you can just climb the wall.
Okay, I'm a frog, right? So I can just climb
14.
So I'm talking.
You make it, Ty.
So I'm talking to the dragon.
And I'm up there with Ty.
I tell him it was
the bee.
And
Ryan, I assume you just fly?
No, I'm not going.
Yeah, I'm a frog. I just climbed.
I tell him it was the bee.
I'll let that situation handle itself.
Well, you seem to have friends coming out of this elevator shaft.
Can
confirm it was the bee.
I'm just I'm going to stay with the dragon girl in case the dragon starts getting angry.
The dragon looks at you. Did you put my little girl into an eternal servitude?
It was the bee.
It was the bee.
It was Clark.
Clark. He's not even here.
Well.
It was the
one
bee.
Thing I gotta
it was
tell
the
you.
Bee. I tried to stop him. He shoved me in a cage.
This is not my daughter. She's the Blue Dragons.
It was me then.
Thank you.
It was me.
The war for,
I did it.
You solved for my end of the war.
It was the bee.
It was me. Now, I did it. I touched
all the, I got to say.
I touched the child's
horns. It's good luck. with those blue dragons.
Can I get a ride on your back?
It was the bee.
That's where I'm going to call it. If you guys...
This has been WDOT Port Washington, and you're on the dot. We'll talk to you next time.